Oh.
You know what I decided?
What's that, James?
Fuck the rule about...
You know what?
Songs today.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. I kind of decided I want to say fuck it, too, because there's a bunch of shit that I've been listening to that I want to play on the show.
Yeah.
Well, let's just get...
You know what I'm saying?
We have to pay royalties. You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, today I just said fuck it.
Okay.
You know?
Can I go out on the song I want to go out on?
Whatever you want.
I like this. Who is this?
Just give it a listen.
This is the Downton Abbey theme.
Put on the Downton Abbey theme. She said, put it in her mouth. I mean, her motherfucking mouth. You want to go down? Why not? I'll be like Herbie. We have our guest, super homophobic husband in the room. He's very judgmental.
Racist.
Judgy.
What a monster.
Totally uneducated, ignorant guy.
What a dope.
Anyways,
this is from your youth, this song, when you were just a small black child growing up in Detroit.
Yep, this is it.
This reminds you of your roots?
This was a school bus. Every morning we would all sing it together.
What is the message that he's sending? I wasn't able to get it.
Okay.
Where can you put it is kind of the idea.
In your mouth.
And that's what
What kind of mouth?
Her motherfucking
mouth. Thank
there you.
You.
Go. See, had the group put that together?
Yes.
She didn't know, but then you worked together and you figured it out. That's school's all
in
about.
Philosophy.
What is that?
Dialogue, a discourse. Interesting.
I wonder
a
who
silent
knows.
Partner, a silent
Did you
guest.
See my body language during the movie? I was
dialectic.
Holding myself.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Warm underbelly. Like,
which movie?
During the song.
Oh, during
Did
the song.
I say movie?
You said movie. Okay.
This is a lot of coffee. Yeah. Switching word for word.
We should do a battle about who knows the most about philosophy in this room.
I wonder
win
who would
it,
win.
So I should probably take myself out.
I was going to say me. I think it would be funny to hear our answers to philosophical questions.
Oh my God, that would be the best. Do you think you could come up with some questions to ask us? Okay. I want him to talk so bad on the show. You will. Eventually, we'll get your number. Let's start misquoting Heidegger. Will that enrage you? Okay.
That would enrage you. Don't want to go there.
Where are you? Are you in T-Dot this weekend?
I am.
Right now?
Right now. As the sound of my jeans are being pulled up, I'm in Toronto, Canada, my birthplace, at the Underground Comedy Club, and I'm probably very high on drugs, on marijuana drugs.
Very marijuana happy place.
Marijuana cigarette.
Yeah. Marijuana.
Okay, so, and then after that, T-Nuts and I embark on a massive tour. September 27th, we're doing a Death Squad super show with T-Nuts, Red Band, Tony Hinchcliffe, and myself. That kicks off in Columbus. And actually, that's just one night only with those guys. And then September 29th, T-Nuts and I are at the Stardome in Birmingham, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
September 30th.
Roll Tide.
Oh, jeez. That's some sports.
Come on. Stop being such a woman.
Please don't embarrass us all, Christina.
Do you know what Roll Tide means, Sarah?
I don't need to dignify that question with an answer. My entire life is Roll Tide.
Okay.
There you go. Right. My entire life is Roll Tide.
I get that. I totally get it.
Mm-hmm.
September 30th, T-Nuts and I are at Zany's in Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
This just added October 1st. We hit Atlanta, the ATL.
The punchline. Hotlanta. What up, black people? Come see us.
I got a tweet from somebody who said, Atlanta does not like to be called Hotlanta.
Go fuck yourself.
Right. Who doesn't like that? Tyler
Call
Perry.
Me hot. Put hot in front of any word you can direct to my...
What's your favorite Tyler Perry movie?
Jesus, how do you pick? How do you choose?
I like House of Pain. I like his television work more.
You like that?
Oh, yeah. It's a really good show.
That's good.
I bought the scripts. I have a script book from Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
All the meat stripped off. It's just sin. It's just so lean.
Yeah.
And that's what's so great about
it. I'm like, I want to write like this. Yeah.
You guys, don't be elitist. I wonder what our friend's philosophical estimation would be of Tyler Perry's work. Oh. Anyways. All right, guys, after ATL, we're going to go to Charlotte, North Carolina. That's October 2nd in Charlotte. And then October 6th, Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco. And that's a special show.
Yes.
Because you can put it in her mouth.
Her.
Motherfucker.
Motherfucks. Fuck.
Come on.
Sorry.
But Cobb's is special because it's the podcast and stand-up.
And for me, it's special because we all went to school there and we had fun together.
Yeah, we all partied.
That's where we got to know each other. But that's just for me and Sarah and her husband.
That's not, wait a minute.
Together.
That's where we went. Do you guys remember the three of us? It was like,
we used to have so much fun.
We partied so hard and we can't even remember like who began and who started. Like,
I don't
who
even
started and ended or.
All I see is just like fun rainbows flying through my head and my memories.
Fun gay rainbows.
I still have calluses on both hands from you guys like just holding both of my hands as we ran
through the streets. Yep.
It
was a good time. We'll get to all our San Francisco past later in the show. And then how I introduced you 15 years later to Christina.
Okay.
Isn't that weird?
Okay.
No. 5 years later.
Thank you. These people only owe me their happiness is what I'm trying to say.
Whatever.
Oh, also follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
At Christina P. At Tom Segura.
Yep.
And what are your dates, Tina?
Everything you just said, obviously. Right now, if you're listening, the moment this comes out, the way you should, I'm in Fort Lauderdale at the Improv at the Seminole Hard Rock Casino. I have two shows tonight, two tomorrow. Come see me. And then, the run with Christina. And then after that, Comics at Foxwoods
Comedy Club and Casino.
October 10th through 12th.
Yeah,
yes.
How'd you know that?
Because I'm from the East Coast.
And how do you?
I grew up on Long Island, and I have a television, and Foxwoods has commercials.
Have you been there? Have you been to Foxwoods?
I've been to Mohegan Sun, which is their direct competition.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
And how did you? How was it?
I didn't fare well because I couldn't track the free drink lady down.
Oh, isn't that a bummer?
Yeah,
what's the point of life?
There's no point to keep taking air into your lungs without free drink ladies.
Tina, everybody should go to yourmomshousepodcast.com.
Yes.
And if you're going to shop for anything, do it through our Amazon banner. It's stuff you were going to buy anyways. We're not asking you to do any, like, go out of your way. Mm-hmm. Like, you would probably... Our friend would probably buy like some white curtains and things to cut holes into to wear.
Yeah.
And you could do that through our Amazon banner.
Right. So what you should do, guys, seriously, next time you go to Amazon, you can buy anything on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Right, Sarah? What's the last thing you bought on Amazon?
White curtains for Martin.
White curtains.
So you can cut holes in them and wear them.
And wear
as
them.
Clothes. I also bought liquid vitamins and this Otter Defender series.
That's great. And so now, you're not spending any additional money, but because you shop through our banner, it helps support the show.
So I like it. I'll do that.
Thank you.
What you guys want to do if you're listening to this is go to
I fucked up the URL. It's HTTP
colon backslash.
I think the colon is after that.
Oh, you're right.
Fuck.
I don't mean to
be an
asshole.
Fucked up again. HTTP. Backslash.
Do you want me to Google on my phone?
Yeah, if you could look that up.
It's ://
Right.
www.yourmomshousepodcast.com. And then you go there. Next time you have the urge to go on Amazon, go there and then just bookmark our website. You know what I'm saying?
Like, what was the address again?
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You should go.
Go to Google Chrome. It's the star.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
do you use Google Chrome? What do you use?
You know what I'm saying?
It's Google Normal.
Yeah.
Google Normal.
Google.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You should do that.
Okay.
So that's it. Support the show. Go to the store. Get our albums. Get the Top Dog collection. And that's
it. Wipe Down collection. Mm-hmm.
Let's start the show with our very special guest and the man that killed so many gay people in San Francisco.
Tripped me out because, you know what I'm saying, pimps was getting at them hoes, you know what I'm saying, you know, stomping down on them hoes. And I'm like, well, hold on, man. I don't understand this part of the game, man. This shit's supposed to be about choice, you know. So my mentor, you know what I'm saying, he set me back and he said, hold on, pimping, man. Let me tell you something, man, you know. When you cross country pimping, man, you know what I'm saying, you know, you pimping at a hoe, you know what I'm saying, 24-7, you know what I'm saying. You know, you shuffling up the crowd, you know what I'm saying. You know, you trying to find out exactly what's happening on that track. Okay, cool. What I'm going to do, I'm going to sit back and I'm going to open up the track. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I told the host, you know what I'm saying? Make your way into figure eight, bitch. You dig what I'm saying?
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
My name's so much better.
It's got that flow.
Yeah.
How many you know what I'm saying did you count?
That was a lot of you know what I'm saying. Did you count how many there were?
I didn't count. I didn't realize we were supposed to.
You didn't have to. You didn't have to.
It wasn't mandatory.
It's not mandatory.
If we rewound it, I would be more prepared.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
You know what
One,
I'm saying?
One, two.
You know what I'm saying?
Three.
You know what I'm saying? I'm pimping the hole in the panty. You know what I'm saying?
That's a really ice cold pimp, that guy.
Yeah, is that from, which is that the Pimps Up, Hoes Down documentary, or where is that from?
I'm not sure exactly what it's exactly from. Oh, I just got, my special is locked down. I got the date.
Okay.
I just found out right now.
Okay.
It's locked down.
Do you want to announce it?
Sure. Or? Here we go. It's November 9th, and it's in Minneapolis.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
That's great.
Very exciting.
What's this about? What is it?
It's stand-up comedy. Like, I hold a mic, I talk, and then I record it.
Well, that sounds... Can you really make a living doing that?
I don't know. I mean, it sounds crazy.
What do you do? Do people go and see it? Or
yeah,
like,
you stand, you hold it like this, and then you talk and do it.
Oh, cool. Take a picture, Martin.
And there will be cameras there, and they'll record it.
What's your big opener? Can you give us a taste?
Do stand up right now.
Okay,
yeah, let's hear it.
Do it.
Let's hear.
Okay. Here we go. Here's my opening line.
Okay.
Look at that asshole! I don't even want to let my nuts out. Yeah.
I like.
Oh, that was good.
This is what stand up is. I'm into it.
Wait a minute.
Yep.
That was real good, Jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody asked me to do that once. I might have told you this. Somebody asked me once. They were like, "You're an actress. Do a scene.
Do a scene.
Do a scene."
That sounds. Beyond preposterous to actually for someone to think of, like, I get when they go tell me a joke and you're like, I'm not gonna do that, but to tell an actor, like, to be like, do a scene.
It wasn't until like 3 hours later when I was driving home and I was pissed about it that I thought, that's what I first thought when
Thank
I was
you.
With her.
Thanks,
but
guys.
I should have immediately launched into that scene from
See then you
Raging Bull.
Then you think of the scene you should have done. That's the problem with
Raging
this
Bull.
Being insecure.
You fuck my
like
wife.
Me. Yeah.
If I had done
oh,
that,
that's a good
if
one.
I had just looked at her and been like, okay, I just need a moment to prepare. Taking my shirt off, and then he has a shirt on in that scene, and then just was like, you fuck my wife. You fuck. How great!
It's
you know how
so
stupid I am. I thought that was
I auditioned for the part, didn't get it, but it's fine.
I thought that scene was from a Christopher Guest movie. That's how stupid I am. Like, that's I don't know stupid. The original reference.
Oh, is that in a?
Isn't that, doesn't the, don't they have like auditions?
I'm sure someone was talking about fucking their
I'm
wives.
I'm so whacked out on this coffee right now.
I know.
I'm losing my mind.
The corners of my mouth are like turning fat. Like I'm like, I don't feel so good, guys. Well, maybe because you need to channel
what's that?
Your
what's
energy
in the bag?
Into my mommy gift.
This is, first of all. We haven't even, let's introduce properly our guest.
Yeah.
Please welcome to the
Robert
Mommy Dome, my very good friend, very accomplished actress. Mm-hmm. You've seen her on Enlightened, Drunk History, I believe she's currently on. It was just the movie,
I Love You, Man.
Yeah.
Guys, yeah. I was in I Love You, Man.
Come on. And she was one of the very first guests we had on the show way back when. Please welcome to the stage, Sarah Burns.
Yay.
Thanks for coming back.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for...
So glad you're here.
Do you want to introduce Hitler? I mean, her husband?
Well, she brought her husband. So we all went to college together, but her husband, who shall remain nameless, because he has a real life mm-hmm. and a real job, not in showbiz, but he's going to listen in and hopefully comment, but probably
Maybe.
Not.
First thing he commented when we sat down was, when did Tom turn gay?
Hmm. Because I don't know. Did he use that?
Something like that.
I think he said.
Where the dude that?
Yeah.
He said.
that's a direct quote.
That because I have the script book from season one of Downton Abbey, which is really one of my favorite shows of all time.
It's an amazing show.
Yeah. And her husband decided to just belittle me.
Emasculate, I think.
Mm-hmm. Gender normative roles what he adheres to, which is unfortunate.
Amazing that he works at that company and runs the HR department.
I know.
Odd right? that his boss is a woman and that he holds such a grudge.
Can't believe it.
Oh my gosh. Oh man.
That's from the movies that I watch. That I have the script books from that.
Oh man.
Oh man.
But you're about to give us a gift, and I interrupted. So please, I love gifts.
Since whoever we're around such a misogynist, maybe we should not. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just gonna reach out. One of you guys. Can...
No, you open it. Okay. You open it.
All right. All right.
You never get the gifts in the house.
Do we keep the pen, or is this part?
I'd like the pen back.
Okay.
Sorry, it's my pen. I just.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. Awesome party hat.
Awesome party hat. Guys, you those can are tiny write hats. On your tiny hat.
Wow.
Did we get this too? Is this your phone, your waist clip for your phone? You seem like a waist belt phone gal. Like, hold on. That might be my agent.
Text, guys. Whoa, it's not my agent. It's my Aunt Kippy.
Is that a holster?
It's like a holster for your belt. Boner? It's a holster for your belt.
That's she so definitely, rad. Does she do porn? She looks familiar
not
to
yet.
Me. Doesn't that face look familiar? Picture it with more cum
I
on
was
it.
Just
is that her?
Say, more white stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
This is really cool.
It's so cool. And I really... think you guys are the perfect
I'm
people
excited.
To receive it.
I
want to
write on them.
Right, you can put a tiny hat on any day of the week, even if the tiny hat store is closed.
Yeah, but they're not open on Sundays.
No, they're open on Sundays now.
They are
wow.
now.
But say you're on the road and you can't get to a tiny hat store, you've got your tiny hat in your bag.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
This
I
is
can't
brilliant.
Believe it.
This
I can't believe brilliant. You found real tiny hats. How did you find this?
You can write your own message on
Do
them.
Do you want to know where I found them so you can get stocks?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a stock of them? Bed, Bath, and Beyond.
I unplugged them.
You did?
Yeah, because I asked. And then,
oh,
yeah.
All right. This is brilliant. Thank you so much
You're
for
welcome.
This wonderful gift.
And the
Thank
holster,
you so much.
The holster is in case you guys needed one. You know, like I have an uncle, my Uncle Paul, and he will... show up at your front door with like a globe he found on the street.
Uh-huh.
One time he showed up with hula hoop because
mm-hmm.
he was like, I found it on the street.
Mm. Thought you might want this.
Thought you might want it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I also have a typing stand for you to put next to your computer. Like he's always giving you that weird shit
uh-huh.
that I find.
Yeah.
And so that's like my Uncle Paul movement. Like,
well, this is really neat. And what's really cool, too, is they give you directions right here.
In case you don't get how to
yeah.
write on a tiny hat.
You can't write on the mesh part. What?
I don't get it.
Right.
You have to be immediately put to bed with a cool
it's
rag
a
on your forehead because you're
thing.
Yes,
working
thank you.
So hard.
See, my, I have an aunt like that. She's a little different. What she does is she buys the late night stuff.
So
like
ridiculous.
She'll be like, it's a set of glasses that also has a remote control. And you know what I mean, and there's a flashlight, and she's like, "This will be great for you to use." And you're like,
"In what?
How did you buy it? Where?
Where do you think I'm going?" That
yeah,
I
she
need?
Has them all. I think pharmacies have one aisle of all that
yes.
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
All those amber glasses.
I'm sorry. Did you mean these HD Vision glasses?
Whoa!
How much better is life?
Dude,
with those
life
on?
Is you so much crisper and clearer. I can see everything.
It's like looking. At the world through a lens of like retirement. Like you immediately retire, you put them on, and like you're like, every day's a Saturday.
It's pretty great.
Oh, whoa. Burns about to put them on.
Wow. Let's take a look.
Let's see what happens.
Wow.
I don't care
do
if my kids visit. I'm going to the pool. Immediately, I put them on. And I'm there.
Wow.
Right? That looks great on you.
I'm wearing a sarong. It's
that
Tuesday.
That looks great.
This is what it's yep. like.
But don't yep. you feel like you can see everything so much better?
You know what? It's noon.
Like
margaritas? I don't care.
Yeah. Listen, put nachos on the grill. Maybe I'm
That's
digging.
True.
I've definitely hit silt. I'm still digging it out.
Start drinking scotch. It's early. Let's do it.
I love it.
We always talk about it. I'm amazed still every flight that I get on that's at 6:30 and I sit there and they're like, let me get on the rocks from Jack. And I'm like, 6:30 in the morning, man.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, to them, it might just be a continuation of the night. Or when you fly, like, if you ever fly business class or if you fly
the medallion. Delta.
You mean when you every week fly business?
When you're, you're not flying private.
Right.
And you're just slumming it. You have to take the free alcohol, though.
Yes and no. I mean, at 6:30 in the morning, I think
it's free.
I know. Is that the principle that these people are operating under?
Yeah.
Is that free shit? Oh, for sure.
Free alcohol. I don't like. I got rid of that free holster. I didn't care about it.
Right.
But if it was a free, if it was made of alcohol, I would
drink it.
Wow. But I'm not attached to
anything. 6 in the morning? Do you think you could at 6 in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
You booze it up at 6?
I don't fly that early. But if I did.
But if you did?
I would. If I didn't, I would have a moment of like, should I?
Should I? Just because it's free.
It's like,
of course.
I know a guy.
$12 a glass. I mean, a guy, I'm just, from a fiscal point of view.
Yeah.
I hear you.
I know a guy who has a ton of money. And I saw his car and I was like, that's your car? And like, you don't have a better car than this, man? And
really?
Because I really judge people who have money that don't buy nice cars.
Yeah.
Because I just associate, like, I'm saying, if you have extraordinary amount of money,
like, get an
why
Audi
wouldn't
at least.
Get something?
I mean, I don't have an Audi.
But get it.
You know,
because it's fun to have the nice car. And he was like, yeah, but this car that you're not impressed with, it was free. Somebody gave it to me.
That's the best kind of car.
And he goes, and I think that's why I like it, because it's free.
Somebody gave him a free car?
And he's super rich.
See, yep. Isn't that what's fucked?
But that's showbiz, is that the richer you are, the less you actually pay for shit.
Yeah.
Like, you go
you're
to a restaurant, everything's free. They give you cars.
Yep. Watches.
And somebody, you know what? They gave him the car because he said, he announced that he wanted it, and they gave it to him immediately.
What company gave him this car?
I don't want to say.
Okay. You don't have to answer my... Oh. Okay. I just...
Hey.
Okay.
Now you get it.
Did you read that sign language?
No, I looked in the middle distance and like was like searching for an answer.
That's sign.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? How many "you know what I'm saying" did you hear?
I didn't count. I'm going to guesstimate. I'm going to go 22. I don't know why.
Well, I played the... Here's the more extended version.
Strings, man. I said, you know, I was mostly into that titty shaking, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, ass wiggling, you know. So I took the bitch to the concrete, you know. So I tripped me out because, you know what I'm saying, pimps was getting at them hoes, you know what I'm saying? You know, stomping down on them hoes. And I'm like, well, hold on, man. I don't understand this part of the game, man. This shit's supposed to be about choice, you know. So my mentor, you know what I'm saying, he set me back and he said, hold on, pimping, man. Let me tell you something, man, you know. When you cross country pimping, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, you pimping at a hoe, you know what I'm saying, 24-7, you know what I'm saying? You know, you shuffling up the crowd, you know what I'm saying? You know, you trying to find out exactly what's happening on that track, okay? Cool, what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna sit back and I'm gonna open up the track. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I told the hoes, you know what I'm saying, make your way into figure eight, bitch. You dig what I'm saying? So the hoes did it, man, you know what I'm saying? And once they seen me get out on the concrete, man, and get to pimping at them hoes, man, you know, a lot of pimps got to say, okay, you young brother, you know what I'm saying, doing some real pimping, man, you know? So they start respecting the game in me, man. It takes loyalty, it takes honesty, it takes dedication and devotion, you know what I'm saying? You know, when a hoe get with a pimp, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no different than a Huxtable relationship, you know what I'm saying? It's like man and wife. You know what I'm saying? But the only thing, I ain't cheating on the...
Now.
Whoa. There's a lot in that.
He's also wearing a gorgeous French blue suit.
Yes.
Fantastic.
You haven't seen his rings yet, though.
Mm.
They are, you know what I'm saying, really nice.
How many did you count?
You know what I'm saying? I only count 8.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Ooh. I was up to 15.
You know what I'm saying? I was saying 16.
Oh,
that's what's
shit.
Up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, though? I was so distracted and excited at the beginning, you know what I'm saying, that I wasn't even, you know what I'm saying, counting. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Did you happen to catch what I'm saying when he was like, it's like a Huxtable relationship.
Yes.
I'm not even sure I understand.
That's pimp code for man and wife.
No shit. Mm-hmm. How do you know that?
Because I speak their language.
You speak jive.
I speak
you
pimp.
You speak pimp?
It's pimping.
What's the rest? Oh, I don't understand what the rest is.
That's why when you were signing before, I was confused. I thought it was like the international, but I was like, you were pimp signing, and I was like, some of this is offensive, other of it is straight up.
You understand.
But I got the gist.
Did you? I didn't understand any of that, what he was talking about, aside from, you know what I'm saying? Did you understand what he was saying?
But you were like, I don't know what you're saying, sir.
I still don't know what you're saying.
I'm still unsure of what you're saying.
I'm not sure I understand the process of pimping.
If you would allow me.
Please. Oh, well, thank God.
I think you're confused right now. Could you give him 20 more seconds?
Sure.
I think you'll understand after these just 20 seconds. That's where it becomes crystal. This becomes clear.
Oh, okay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Just right here. Just listen.
The bitch knew what I was doing before, you know what I'm saying, she got with me. You know what I'm saying? So if the bitch got with me, so the hoe knew what she was getting into before she got into it. So, bitch, I'm not finna sit up here and open no doors and pull out no chairs. Hoe, you know what I'm saying? You know, bitch, you gonna, you know, bow down to a pimp. You know what I'm saying? You gonna cater to a pimp. Order, you know what I'm saying? This is order. You know what I'm saying? You know, a hoe gonna tell you, you know what I'm saying, what type of gators a motherfucker had, oh, you know what I'm saying? But the hoe ain't gonna tell you how he look. You know what I'm saying? This was, I mean, order, you know what I'm saying? I don't believe in hoes, you know what I'm saying? Talking on the mics and, you know, looking around. Bitch, you out of pocket, bitch. How you gonna explore, hoe?
25 total.
Guy. I mean, he's the juggernaut.
I kind of get it now. You know what I'm saying? I still don't get it. Sorry. I don't know. This one reads Heidegger. Did you understand? No.
Very.
Would he, does this philosophy merit a class if this person, it does.
He's going to need a teacher's assistant though, just to translate.
I mean, you could really explain the pimp game in a, like a philosophy class for sure.
That's interesting. It's all discourse. You say.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
The pimp's game is all discourse.
Would there be a class about a...
I feel like it involves a few things in her motherfucking mouth as well.
Logical being.
Yeah.
Could you teach a class about a philosophy professor who on day one of class looks at one of his students' books and is like, what are you, gay? Something like that? Could that be a class?
It is a class now.
Interesting. Interesting.
The unfolding of the pimp's being, right?
You know what I'm saying, bitch, if you're going to explore something, bitch, explore another level of this pimping that I got for you. So control, what I consider to be control, right? Is, you know what I'm saying, the soul, you know what I'm saying? You know, a hoe really got to feel a pimp, you know what I'm saying? I said, I ain't going to make you do this, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to force you to do this. It's all going to be by choice, you know what I'm saying? But, hoe, what I'm going to stand on is that you're going to, you know what I'm saying, follow rules and regulations, you know what I'm saying? It's not like a concentration camp, you did what I said. It's more...
It's not a concentration camp.
It's not the Holocaust, you guys.
Where is this guy living?
I think this is maybe Milwaukee or Chicago.
Well, good for him. I mean, he seems like he's completely insane and won't shut up. So, I mean, God bless.
God bless. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? But what is germane to his position? Could you imagine
this is your boss, though? I mean, stuff aside, like, you have to report to this guy, like, I brought my money. And it makes no sense. It's just gibberish.
Yeah, and you're almost like...
You know what I'm saying?
Just like, let's get into a physical fight.
You're like,
no. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You don't get that?
No, the more you say it, the less I get. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
That's, man, I'm. You know what I'm saying?
And everyone's like, no, Randy. Nobody knows. What's his name? It's not Randy.
It's definitely not Randy.
I don't know what it is, actually. I didn't
get it. Call him Randy.
Randy the Pimp.
Do you know what he's... It's like a t-shirt. He's got those t-shirts with his head and his thumbs out. And he's like, do you know what I'm saying? And on the back, it's just the poor, like, no.
I would love if a pimp actually said, like, articulated, do you know what I'm saying? After he said shit like this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a pimp. Do you know what I'm saying?
I have a Huxtable relationship and I've... Do you know what I'm saying?
You're going to give me this money. Do you know what I'm saying?
Allow me to clarify, actually, what I was saying.
If at any point what I'm saying to you is unclear, raise your hand, and I will stop speaking. I will acknowledge your confusion, and I will elucidate the point.
So our listeners, really, I think right now, if they're in, like, they live in society, they probably are watching Comedy Central and have seen you on Drunk History.
I hope so.
How much fun was that? Was that a good time?
It was rad.
Yeah.
It was my friend Derek Waters and Jeremy Connor created the show.
Which was a big web hit first.
Yeah. Yeah. And apparently, you know, I guess this is more their story to tell, but like they, a friend of theirs was drinking one night mm-hmm. and told this crazy story about a historical event. And the next day they were like, that made no sense. We should reenact that. Wow. And they did
Jews
the first
one. Jews are funny.
Yeah. Yep. That was actually the first story. Mm-hmm. And it was very short and mm-hmm. it was very easy to tell. Mm-hmm. And then they did it. And then I think
you know what I'm saying?
People started to see it and people started to want to do them. So they did more and then they sold it to HBO. And
excellent.
I slept my way onto that show. And
really?
Nice.
Yep. Very good.
And also, I was a huge fan. Tom and I both were huge fans of Enlightened and... devastated that it's not airing anymore. Devastated because I really thought that they were getting somewhere. Like I was like, yeah, you fucking stick it to the man. Because sticking it to the man is probably one of my favorite things in general.
You know,
and that fighting the power. You know what I'm saying? Stick it to the man. You know what I'm saying?
She likes that shit.
Yeah, you know I'm like, see, this is someone I can understand.
Yeah,
male
yeah.
white corporate oppression. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like and though someone actually a friend of mine pointed out that it could have gone in a million directions from that point. It could have gone to follow. Amy Jellicoe
mm-hmm.
could have even gone to follow Charles Zeidan, mm-hmm. who was the, if you haven't watched it, he was the bad guy.
Yeah.
And so it could have followed his breakdown because it ends right where the whole show began with Laura Dern's.
What is the director, writer, is that Mike White? Is
Mike
that
White,
name?
Yeah.
That guy's brilliant.
Oh, he's fucking amazing.
Crazy. I don't know how, like.
He wrote every time, episode.
Yeah, the whole That's time bananas. I watch that show, it's the same reason I buy these scripts because I'm fascinated by just anything well written, but especially with TV shows where you realize that like there's a whole arc to the whole season. Yeah. And it's not like a movie where it's just like
boom,
you know, yeah, where it's like, you know, whatever, three acts and there's the movie and you go, okay. It's you got to make that continue on and on and on, and all the different characters. I think it's just, he's amazing.
He's got like a larger vision. I think like that, a lot. Mike's
and he's in the
like,
show.
I know he's. I mean, he's a writer. He's a director.
Well, what's really actor. Nice?
You know what I'm saying? I dance.
Know what I'm
you know
saying?
What I'm saying? I'm producer. You know what I'm saying? I rap. You know what I'm saying?
He also did all the catering. He did costuming.
Yeah.
Hair.
Wow.
Makeup.
Did he do that hair?
He did my hair.
Wow.
He curled it. He made it like very shiny, but he's just had like a I don't know. Mike White is such a neat guy, and it's like the coolest part. One of the coolest parts of being on the show is I got to work with Mike, you know, because he just has like a larger. I think I'm repeating myself. He has like a larger vision than.
Well, what I thought
it's cool to be able to see it.
Of course, and what I thought was really, really interesting. I tend not to like a ton of scripted shows because they're fucking about nothing. Usually, it's bullshit.
Or if they start out, they end up being about nothing.
Yeah, and I think what Enlightened was so special in that it was so intelligent. It had meaning. It had layers to it. The characters were complicated. Mm-hmm. Laura Dern. Your character, too, for that matter, you weren't having to titify, and it wasn't the housewives. It wasn't a bunch of girls getting laid. So
yeah.
It was a smart, and it was a female fucking lead, man. And there's so few. There's
and
so
Laura
few
Dern
that,
as a lead is like rad, you know? So
yeah.
It's fucking broad.
I'm so bummed that it stopped because I love it. And, but maybe again, who knows, right? Mike White can fucking.
You never
you
know.
Can do something.
Yeah.
I expected it to
stop.
No,
I retired after this. I was like, forget it, assholes. And they were like, who's this again? But yeah, who knows? I mean, Mike White has written, like, have you seen his movies? Like, You're
Chuck
the
and
Dog.
Buck, Suck and
Chuck. Suck and Fuck. We watched that
yes,
together.
Yes, back in the day.
Oh, my God. That, like, his movies just, like, I just love his writing. And so I would have loved to have seen Enlightened go further. I would have loved to have been on Enlightened.
Of course.
For longer. But now it's like an opportunity, and this is me putting a positive spin on it, to see what he's going to write next.
Yeah.
And
what
it's
other,
giving
other
me
films?
A lot of time to get all the shit I need to get done.
What else has he done?
Tons of stuff.
There's a lot of stuff going on?
Guys, I've recently begun making shrubs. You know, these things that you use vinegar and like sugar and fruit and herbs and you add them to cocktails. I've got time to do that now.
Great.
Okay.
How's your closet
looking?
I made
a wreath. My closet is getting there.
Okay.
But listen, I've got time to get it to the place I want it to be.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah.
I'm thinking planting bulbs this year.
Okay. Oh, that's nice.
Because they always offer a lot. And I made a wreath for the spring, and I might make one for Halloween. So
wow.
Would I be able to do this if I was on Enlightened? Probably I would.
Actually,
but I wouldn't be able to focus on it.
Right.
I'm thrilled, and I'm emancipated, you know what I mean?
What about Silver all the time lining. In your trailer? You could probably get some of it done there.
I could, but I can't spread out in my trailer.
Ah.
It's very small.
What do you do in a trailer when you're shooting all day, but they're like, we'll need you, we'll let you know when we need you, and it's they need you like 8 hours later?
Well, because I'm not the highest up on the call sheet, I do not have a working television. So
really?
I spend a lot of time trying to figure out how to work the TV, and then I usually fall asleep. So I've developed this new system. Hmm. I bought a neck pillow so I can nap without fucking up my makeup.
I was going to say, how do you not
mess
up?
And I just sit in my chair
and sleep.
It's
8 hours.
Just great. Sometimes 13. Once over 2 days, I spent 13 hours waiting my trial.
Wow.
That's when you can go deep.
Mm.
You can't go deep if you're like on set all the time working.
But seriously though, do you ever feel like because you're waiting for so long to go up? Like, are you in a state of anxiousness? Because, like, I know when we do stand-up shows and you're on a lineup and you're like, I'm number fucking 10. You know, the anxiety builds and then...
I think if it's like a... I'd be there if I was, like, only doing, like, one... If I was, like, the guest star on a show and I had, like, 13 hours to sit around and dick around, I would be like, ugh. But if it's something that, like for Enlightened, I waited once because scheduling just changed for a long, long time. But I wasn't nervous. But I was more like, is this what I'm doing all day?
Yeah.
It's kind of a bump, but like...
But then you think about that check. And you're flashy. Like, you're somebody that lets people know,
yeah.
Oh,
I've
dude,
got money, yeah. And I'm spending
Do you
want
to see how many Lincolns I have in my wallet right now?
You're very flashy.
Have you even... The Lincoln bill is like the black card of printed money. Mm. You guys probably haven't even seen it yet.
I've never seen it.
Mm.
But I see you got the Louboutins. You got the
Louboutins.
The Gucci chain around your neck.
I've got the Fendi wrist cuffs.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a lot of Sean John.
Tiffany. You like those pendant things.
I've got
Pandora.
A couple of them in my bag. I'm not even wearing them.
Yeah.
They're just pieces of shit I carry around.
Yeah. Your dog's coin purse. Collars, diamonds.
Do you want to tell them what's for dinner?
A succulent Chinese meal.
Have you heard this guy, Sarah? I knew you would love this. I just
succulent Chinese meal.
There you go. I knew it. That's what I was waiting for. I knew you would love this. Listen to the rest of this guy.
You
disgusting fat buddy. That's what he sounds like.
Just a moment. You just assured me that I could speak.
Sit down inside the car. We're not assuring anything.
Look, I'm under what? Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Have a look at the headlock here. See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis!
Get your hand off my penis!
Off the penis before. Why did you do this to me? For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
What is the charge? You serve and charged succulent Chinese meal.
I see that you know your judo well.
Hands off my penis!
And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis?
Get your hands off my limp penis.
Oh, we've been waiting for you to hear that.
Really wanted you to enjoy that.
Why was he reserved for enjoying a succulent Chinese meal?
A succulent Chinese meal.
Get your hand off my penis. Are you still waiting to accept my limp penis?
I like when he says democracy manifest.
Really rolling those R's.
Rolling the R's.
It's good.
He's so regal. What
he
kind of
is a famous con man in Australia. He's dead now, but what he would do? Well, he was a chess master, and he was notorious for going to 5-star restaurants, eating, drinking wine, and then just saying, "I don't have any money." And they were like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "I don't have money."
Well, no, he would fake heart attacks.
And he would tell them he doesn't have money.
Yeah, he'd go, "I don't have it." And then he'd fake a heart attack. And then they would have to call an ambulance.
Yeah, that was one of his
I am having a heart attack. I can feel the pain reaching up my arm, creeping toward the midsection of my chest. Call a doctor. My penis has become limp. That's precisely how it went.
That's exactly how that went.
Did you guys hear, there's this guy, I wish I knew his name, but a lot of dark holes in my memory. He took a bet 20 years ago. Somebody bet him, I'll give you $100,000 if you get female breast implants.
Okay.
And he said, yeah, I'll do it. And then he didn't do it. He kind of wavered. And then he owed some other dude money from another bet. He got breast implants. Beautiful, large, succulent breasts.
Uh-huh.
And had to keep them for a year. The guy who gave him the bet said, listen, I don't want to pay you the full freight. Take them out and you give me some, we'll half it up. And he's like, I'm keeping them. That was 20 years ago. The man still has enormous succulent breasts.
He wanted them, obviously. They're fantastic. Yeah. Wow.
Wow. You can touch my breasts. Yeah, I love
it. So the amber lamps would come, and then he would get whisked away and then never have to pay the bill.
Until
it's a good racket.
Well, he did it twice, and then the same paramedic showed up at one of the restaurants and was like, this happened last week. So he ended up going to court many, many, many times, and he would get like dressed down by the judge, you know, like you're a menace. And he was like, I'm a horrible person.
There you go.
He would just keep doing it. And it was his thing. He would brag about it to people like, I've conned so many restaurants out of these meals.
What's one meal? You know,
a succulent Chinese meal.
Well, you can't afford a succulent Chinese meal for this man.
What do you think? Do you think Burns would like...
I have not actually heard my voice in the conversation for nearly 3 years now.
What did it sound like? That's what I should ask you. What kind of person does that sound like? You want to hear it again?
It sounds like a person. I know who this person is.
Oh, you do?
You do.
It sounds like a person has been kept in prison for a year.
What type
of person?
And
they haven't been able to talk to any of their friends.
But what ethnicity is this person?
I would guess some Asian variant.
It would sound like that, right? I mean...
I have not actually heard my voice in the conversation for nearly 3 years now.
Asian variant? Is that
that's
way of backpedaling and not answering, but also trying to sound great, but coming off as a douche. I'm sorry.
No, you weren't douchey at all. I think, and you're almost right. You're very close.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell her what it actually is, or do you want to play more?
Why don't I? No, I'll just, you know, just... Look away for a second, and I'll set it up for you. This woman, I'll say, okay, here we go.
Most of her life in Plymouth and had the accent to match until recently.
So, fish and chips. Chips. I say that right?
Yeah. 3.5 years ago, she was rushed into hospital with a migraine, which left her with a voice she didn't recognise.
I have not actually heard my voice in the conversation for nearly 3 years now.
Wait a second.
Yes.
She has foreign accent syndrome.
I read about that.
And she's a British woman, but she wake now, talk like that. She
and
don't speak
and
good.
You don't think she's fucking with everyone?
Well, her grammar also left as well.
Yeah.
So it's very odd.
I don't know. I talk a me good at the
guy. Yeah, like, what? Like, wait, why?
You could speak English.
She sounds
probably.
Like it was in. She almost has like the most surreal, distressing case of like Tourette's, where like instead of like, oh, I'm going to say something, if I, I'm going to offend everyone in the room for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Like as opposed to like a 2 minute outburst.
Yeah, Tourette's is funnier. I don't know what's funnier though, the Chinese lady or
I think. I remember being in a class with a kid with Tourette's, and then it was Catholic school, so we would go to church. Mm. Him having Tourette's outbreaks in church still is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
That's
got to
be amazing
because he would scream "cunt" and "fuck" during church, and everybody. Was like I was a new kid and I was like, and everybody else was just like, that's what he does.
Big words.
Like, how does this not still make you laugh? Yeah.
Wow,
it's making me.
It's pretty crazy.
But I don't buy the something. Like I said, does her grammar?
We broke this down.
That doesn't make sense.
The other
sense.
Thing that happens is that sometimes her Chinese accent fades. She sounds kind of British again, and then she goes back to being Chinese.
Was she smashed in the head or
migraines?
Oh, you told me that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So you could just wake up one day and you know, turn Chinese, essentially.
I have not heard my voice in 2 years now.
And the shumai shrimp dumpling. I thought like she was talking. I don't know what I thought. Did I say she's a political prisoner?
It sounds like that, yeah.
Because she hasn't heard her voice in conversation. I was like, oh, she must be like kept in solitary confinement.
Oh, right.
Like I was going somewhere different. Yeah. You know what I mean? Burns, it never stops up here, right? Guys?
We've wanted, like, this is fun. We've been doing these things on the show. Mm-hmm. We've discussed how we wanted to play these for you, but there's one in particular that for over a month now, we've wanted, and specifically, we talked about we were going to email it to you because we were having so much fun with it. And then we said, no, we got to have her here because we want to see her in person.
I got it. Hold on. I got it.
Remember the time that Brian Redband made me sniff a butthole?
This is not like
Great? Because that was, yeah. I mean, now I've gone through therapy and I've like done cleanses to break away from that.
But this in particular, I feel for you. I mentioned this at lunch the other day that this is the whole, one of the whole reasons I want you here today is that we found something that is really in your lane that only you could really appreciate like no other. And should I set up the precedence, kind of, or I don't want to give this too much?
I don't think you want to tell. Don't say his name.
No.
Just that this is, yeah.
God, no. I would never.
Oh, right.
I would never. We found this on the news source, LiveLeak.
Yes.
So it's kind of, you know, current event type of thing. Let's see if you,
now,
what you think.
Again, turn away for me for a moment while I set this up for you.
Yeah.
And then.
Martin, you might want to look at it.
You might enjoy this a good bit. Let me see. I think. Is our favorite montage 6 or 8?
I know I like the Christmas. Shoot. I don't know. No, I'm saying. I don't know the numbers.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to pick 6.
Okay.
And then we can go into other ones for, let me see. Just give me a second.
Sure.
Oh, it's not, 6 is not the right one.
You don't want to get this wrong because this is the first time.
Yeah, here we go.
She sees this.
7. This is good. Okay. All right. All right. When you're ready, Burns, this is it.
Do I just turn? For the word?
Just go ahead.
Do I look?
Go ahead. Look.
May.
Here we go.
I got some stinky ones today.
Give you the thumbs up.
Hurts. I'm giving it real up. My nose is running.
There's
I know, I'm crying. He's great. Yeah. I mean, this guy.
It's amazing.
This guy.
You know his name?
He knows what his talent is. He knows.
King Ass Ripper. His self-imposed name.
Does he have an Instagram account?
He does not have an Instagram. There's a lot of his. This guy is a star in our world. And he created this account. He has posted over 40 videos in this genre.
He's good.
I know. It's amazing, right?
He is amazing.
I'm crying watching.
It was not what I was expecting. No. I don't know. I was staring like a sweet lamb at this, and I turned around. I'm a new woman.
Yeah.
It's a thing. We played him, and it was our most polarizing episode ever. A lot of fans, a lot of haters, but as Key likes to point out,
I'm farting on you haters.
Farting on all the haters.
He sounds like Gigi Allen. Like, just like.
Very interesting tie-in. Interesting, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
That's what we thought, too.
Yeah.
He's got the commitment level of an Olympiad because he's turned the camera on. he has shit stains or shirt stains in his pants from earlier.
Mm-hmm.
He has not taken his pants. He's not gotten camera ready. He was born camera ready.
Right.
He was born camera ready. And he's...
I know. It's a lot to take animal. In. I know.
I think...
Animal. I know.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
He's not single.
No.
That's what I wonder. That's he what also, I talk about.
Who do you think's holding that camera?
He.
That's a good question. Ass Who's ripper. Holding the camera for King Ass Ripper?
Well, those cameras are usually still.
Queen. Oh, they're still. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a static shot.
Static
I mean, the
shot.
The movement is right. on camera, not off camera.
Exactly.
You don't need some technical.
His
you
other
know,
genre is
director
eating.
Of photography.
He likes eating.
Well, he's got to get those.
And sometimes when he eats, he'll tell you.
More monster fucking farts later.
That more monster farts are coming later.
You know, this is great because when I like when I for a while I don't like I had an Instagram follower that just took pictures of his feces in a toilet bowl.
We've got a lot of listeners that do that too. Our Twitter feed is nothing but
I alerted you to this person. I remember okay. writing you guys and being like, this is someone yeah. you need to lock onto. You need
right.
to you need to see this. Right. And I don't know I don't they went away. Mm. I think maybe unfortunately the Instagram shut them down. But
oh that's too bad.
But it's a thing, you know, everyone can relate to it. This is a universal.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Thumbs up.
Sometimes you get the double thumbs.
Can you? You think he was alone or?
This guy?
Yeah, right in there, hon? You want lunch now or you want it later? You doing your videos? You can see his testicle or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Add on this time, a little fun. Having a good time.
Look at the top. It's like the smile. Hey, oh,
thumbs up.
Oh.
Now, this guy's an East Coaster.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you grew
oh,
up
he's
with
an
someone?
Coaster.
Yeah.
I'm related to this guy. He looks like he's a sport fan, but he didn't turn his cap around so that I know if he's from.
Well, what's really unique about King Ass Ripper is that in the background.
Oh, he sounds English.
Oh, the king. Interesting. He pulls in the monarchy. Now, the thing is that he's got a Phantom of the Opera poster behind him.
Then he's cultured.
It's a
so
little
he's
misleading.
You think he's a Middleton?
Perhaps. Interesting. Interesting. Ha. Huh.
Because, I mean, well, because she does straddle the line between the monarchy and the non-narchy. What
exactly.
Who even has a word for the non-monarchy?
Right. I don't know. Blech. It's disgusting.
Shit in my pants.
Now,
thumbs up.
We're approaching the holidays. They're coming up. So maybe we'll show her.
This one's one of my favorites.
It's definitely a fan favorite. This is Last Christmas, I Gave You My Fart.
I'm a fart in some stockings. That's one.
Count it off.
You know what I'm saying?
Two.
Merry Christmas.
Wait.
Four.
It inflated.
That's what they get for Christmas. King Ass Ripper.
Look at those eyes.
She loves it.
Can you imagine?
Would you date him if you were single?
That's what
I was
going to ask.
Yeah.
I have a feeling, Burns, be honest.
Would you give him a 1 month kind of test drive?
I think you had an ex or two.
I gotta
say, let's be honest.
Knowing me, I would have been like, yeah, he's kind of weird, but maybe he seems to like good bands. You know, I let's give it another.
You'd whirl. Find something you like about him.
There's always like an excuse, like to, oh man, this guy seems crazy, you know. But I'm sure that I'm just being judgmental. Let me give him my love. You know, that's
all he needs.
Thank God
to
I
be
married
healed.
Because I won't go to him. You know, if I was single, I'd be like, explode out of my chair to find this man.
Now you've had a little checkered. I won't go into detail if you don't want me to, but we'll cut this out if this isn't appropriate. You had someone who browned in bed.
Not. as per my request?
Yeah. as per your request, no, I don't think it was a sexual.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my husband.
Oh, no, no.
No, we're into that. I don't feel like there should be secrets. And, you know, like they talk about the family bed.
Right.
We call it the toilet bed.
Okay.
And so the family sleeps together. Okay. And they just.
She doesn't want to talk about it. That's Do you want to cut it out? He's not listening to this.
No, no, but if. My dad.
Oh.
Because you guys.
Oh, damn.
That's what I'm a little worried about.
Got you.
That's another thing is that.
Because it involves.
Yeah, right, right.
That this guy also, he tags a lot of his farts with a damn. And also just, like a lot of gasping.
Oh, it takes, I'm sure it takes a lot out of him.
Yeah.
This isn't, you know, like, you know, you have like Jackson Pollock, who was an alcoholic. He crashed his car. He was a genius. He, you know, a lot of people who are amazing, like Bukowski, this guy had such a troubled life. Yes. And the words he wrote were incredible and beautiful. And then you have King Ass Ripper, who's, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's going to take...
Yeah,
a lot out of you, and you gotta sometimes like all systems are going at once. It's an adrenaline thing.
I totally understand. He's giving of himself completely to his audience,
and you have to do that as an artist. And I think King Ass Ripper knows this.
Yes, he's committed.
You can't be like.
Now let me ask you. So, but this wouldn't be a deal breaker for you. Like, let's say you're dating him, and then you find these videos. Like, do you?
That would probably be my way out.
Oh, so you would, okay.
Because I'd be like, yeah, it's been going on a couple months.
Okay.
Won't let me in.
It's a deal breaker. It's definitely weird.
Bedroom. I have to constantly hang out with his mom until he's ready to come down.
Oh, my God.
He's making his videos
I'm like, what are these videos, Eddie? Like, tell me more about these videos. No. Oh.
We got to get something to eat. Damn.
I feel like he'd test you out. Like your first day on a date, he'd be like,
oh. Yeah.
And you'd be like, he's funny. This guy's crazy.
His eating videos are super menacing.
Yes.
They're really menacing. I'll show you them off the air. They really upset so many people that I won't play any more on the air.
But if he eats, like, if he eats.
He's healthy.
He's
kale.
Take, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And lentils and chickpeas. And
Jeez, do you want to play the game with her?
Yeah, sure. I think that would be really.
This will be fun. Let's play this game. You can consult. You can play together.
I'm
the one that had the elephants roosting in trees.
Shit, man, that's Tom Segura.
Buns, he was a for real grimy nigga.
Hey, you think I give a fuck about a motherfucking red light? Faggot cop can't touch me. I'm out here smoking weed, speeding, all that, dog. Fuck that. That's me.
I put trademarks around your fucking eyes.
It's time for Tom or Black.
Fucking joke,
all right.
Okay.
Do you feel prepared?
It's called Tom or Black.
Well, here's the premise. Let's explain this. So we're going to play a clip, and then you tell me whether you think that's Tom, my husband, impersonating a black person or a real black person. Hence, Tom or black.
Okay. Yeah.
You ready?
Okay.
It's a fun game.
I was born ready.
Okay. Here we go.
I left a wallet there.
Oh, gosh, Tom, if that's you, that's impressive.
I left a wallet there.
No.
No.
Not Tom. That's a black man.
Okay,
Tom. Right.
That doesn't sound... No, can I change my voice? No, I'm not my voice.
Well, let's walk through it. Okay. Let's hear your logic. Talk us through this.
The person who's speaking's voice is so much higher than yours.
Right.
It doesn't sound like you. But wait, can I ask a question, a technical question? Do you use...
something to modify it?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, then I would say no. That's not you. That's another guy.
Yeah, there's no, nothing like that.
Okay.
All right. Wow. Mm. Someone's really breaking shit down.
Yes. Mm. Very science-y.
All right, here we go.
Let me put these...
Yeah, put the HD on.
You know, see if your senses are heightened, all your senses.
Okay, ready for the next one?
Yeah.
I gave him the grease.
I gave him the grease.
You can hear it again.
I gave him the grease.
Tom, is that you?
I can't tell you. It's the game.
Tom. That's Tom. No, I don't know.
Well, it's the game. It's just a game.
But it's...
Don't take it. It's okay. Don't pressure.
Guys, I want...
Walk us through your process. Let us hear it.
I feel like because the last one was not Tom. Mm-hmm. This person might be Tom. Mm-hmm. So it's like a, it's like a numbers game.
I'm counting cards. Go with your gut, you know, don't use your reason and logic. Right. Use your gut.
I feel like that might be Tom.
Go back to New York City. Listen to the streets.
Okay.
You feel like, so that's your answer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This one really.
What's going on?
Sorry.
What is going
on? That's Christina speaking.
On.
That's Christina. You got that.
Sorry,
one, right?
I'm so
locked
into it. You
got
it.
You got it.
Well, this is like a
dead air. This is how we lose our sponsors.
Right. Don't make me feel bad. Come on, I'm trying here.
Nobody wants to hear.
All right. Oh, ass nigga!
Oh,
no,
so
that
loud.
Is Tom.
Yeah.
I know who that is.
Oh, ass nigga! Mm-hmm.
Yes, because I've heard your voice do that thing at the end.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's not a technical term. The way your voice kind of caught.
All right.
Okay. This isn't actually so hard.
No.
Boom, boom, boom. It's Tom. Just kidding.
I mean, if you could bring these up a little faster, kind of keep the momentum of the game going.
I feel like
we're losing momentum here.
People are tuning in to have time with their thoughts.
I know. What the fuck?
Don't make me feel bad. I'm trying to get this right. Don't do that to me.
This isn't really... How many people have died playing this game? This is so... Like, how many people's hearts have exploded out of their chest?
Well, because then he's going to pull the clip up and put it super loud, like last time.
Hey, Kate!
Wow.
Hey, Kate!
Tom or Black? Sarah, is it Tom?
It's Tom.
Or a Black person?
It's Tom.
Okay.
Hey, Kate!
I'm really sorry about the delay. I really apologize. I feel like I let you down.
So anyways.
We gonna ride today!
I feel like that's you again. That's Tom.
We gonna ride today!
That's okay. You.
Okay. All right.
What's going on here?
That's Christina. No, that's Tom.
I wish that were an option.
What's going on here?
That's Tom. Yeah, this is a trick.
Okay. What do you think? Is that enough?
You think this
I think that's great. That's six.
Okay.
Are these good. Clips from your film? Cutman?
What are you talking about?
Is what? That a secret film? Am I the only one that's allowed to know about that film? Did I just ruin it? Should I stab myself with this knife?
Fucking kill yourself.
Shit. Oh!
All right.
Are you ready?
Should we do the reveal?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Number one's the wallet clip.
The wallet. Okay, right. How do you think she did? What did she guess?
She said Black.
She said Man. Black. Here's the clip.
Can I help you?
What's up? What's happening?
Excuse me?
I said, what's happening?
This is you.
Who's this?
It's Teddy Loon.
Who?
Teddy Loon.
Who are you looking for?
I left my wallet there.
Excuse me?
I left a wallet there.
You left a what?
A wallet.
A wallet?
Yeah, suede wallet.
Did somebody leave a wallet up here?
It said get some on the side.
That's me.
That's you?
That's me.
Well done. And this is the only person I didn't guess was you.
Hmm. You guessed Black and you guessed me on every other one.
And is this the only person?
No. Don't worry. We just started.
Gosh, don't get ahead of yourself, Sarah.
I've
don't.
All
don't,
down
don't.
My like.
It's the coffee.
Okay. Yeah. So, Christina, she got number one wrong.
Correct. That's one wrong okay. So far. The next one's the grease.
Yes. Okay. Here's the clip.
I give him the grease.
You said me.
Tom.
Yeah.
Here's the clip.
I give him the grease. And I tell him to put some on his finger. Stick it in his ass and you know what I'm saying, kind of like
Tom.
Fuck yourself.
That's definitely you.
That is a prisoner recounting when he raped another prisoner, how he had him grease himself up first so that he could blame it on the guy he was raping.
Which is ingenious, really, yeah. When you think about it.
So far, Burns is what? She's
Well, she's 0-2. Wrong.
Too
yeah.
wrong.
Yeah.
That's all right.
It's okay. It's all right.
Don't feel bad. Don't feel
it's
bad.
It's your first time playing the game.
It's a lot of stuff to take in right now.
A lot here, to take in, a lot of delays.
Here is...
Yeah, the delay...
The delays hurt.
Yeah, I'm like a sprinter. I understand. I move quickly, I know, and then I tire out really
I really
quickly.
Feel guilty about that.
So I'm probably like, nah. Yeah.
Here is the next clip. Here we go.
Oh, ass nigga!
You she said Tom.
She said me. Mm-hmm. And again, he's saying...
Oh, ass nigga!
A word that I... don't normally say.
What word is that, ho?
Then no, two more words down.
Yeah. Oh, ass nigga!
I don't know what he's saying.
I'm glad.
Do you know what he's saying?
No.
He's saying, ho, ass nigga. Mm. And that's not me.
Yeah, that's
I me. Say that sometimes, but I just didn't say it in this clip.
Oh. Just don't say
ho, ass nigga!
Don't say it again. Damn. I mean, I'm sorry that I thought that was you. It just sounded... It had some of your nuance.
It's three wrong
yep,
so
it's
far.
3-0.
That's 50% wrong.
Kill myself
you
right?
still failed. Yeah,
it's all right. You're still good.
Hey, Kate!
What did he say?
Hey, Kate!
Head.
Martin is totally perplexed on this one.
Here's the. You no said. Idea. You said me.
Mm-hmm.
You got it right.
You got it right.
Congratulations.
There you go.
What are you saying?
Here's the full clip.
Hey, Kate, when are you going to bring back my staple gun, man? I'm trying to finish a gazebo. God damn.
And that is from Cutman. You were right.
There you go.
I have a copy of it.
How do you have a
DVD copy of it.
Amazing.
In my personal collection.
How do you think that holds up against Mike White's work?
It's like the prequel to Enlightened.
Excellent. Mm. That's a good review.
Mm-hmm.
A good review.
Did you like Enlightened? Well, you got to see Cutman. You and your limp penis must see Cutman. I'm sorry. You know what? I just went a little Sideshow Bob, right? No, not Sideshow Bob.
No, that
the
was
guy.
Good.
Is it who's the guy that
Sideshow
is,
Mel?
No, the guy with the bone through his nose.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
The Simpsons.
Yeah, it's Sideshow Mel.
Sideshow Mel.
Hmm. Yeah, I think.
So that seems funny that both of their sideshow guys have the same name. Sideshow Mel and Sideshow Bob?
I don't know.
No,
I know you're talking
Sideshow
about.
Sideshow Bob is the guy played by Kelsey Grammer. And then there's the guy who's always in town, who is always dressed like a prehistoric person.
And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis?
Yes,
Mel.
I am, sir.
Sideshow Mel has the bone.
Interesting.
Okay. So Sideshow Bob and Sideshow Mel, not creative.
We're leaving the listeners hanging right now.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Okay, so...
We're going to ride
tonight! Tom, she said
she
Tom.
She said Tom. Here it is again.
We're going to ride tonight!
You got it right.
Ding, ding, ding.
Listen, you know what?
Winner.
You know what?
Chicken dinner.
Right now you're 2 out of 5. You could go 500 if you hit this next one.
I'm going to get $500 fucking dollars. That's great, guys. This is amazing. I also heard you say on air that you'd be told me to fly to New York. So if you're paying for that fare as well. I'm
paying for that.
You.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
This is great, guys. What
premium economy.
Here's nice. Number 6. This is it. This is all the marbles here.
Okay.
Here's the clip.
What's going on here?
You mm-hmm. said.
Tom.
Here's the full clip.
I knew this house. I came down here. I saw all the limbs and things, right? And I saw a hole in the window. I said, what's going on here? So they said, your niece is in the hospital. I thought it was in Jackson.
He sounds much older than you.
It's a black guy.
An older black man.
Yeah, it's an older black guy. You got that part right.
You get 2 out of 6
You got 2 out of 6 right. Good job, Burns.
Isn't that a song?
That's great. That's not the worst a guest has ever done.
Yes, that is a song. 2 out of 6 ain't bad.
There you go.
What's going on here?
When you're playing Tom or Black.
2 out of 6
ain't bad. 2 out of 6
ain't
bad. Are you ready for my limp penis?
I'm starting to get hungry.
Let's eat.
You want to ask her the one question?
Yeah.
Ready, here it comes.
I love this song.
It's so good.
I really love this. Do you recognize the theme? Do you know what this is? It's a theme of the Cosby Show remixed. Yeah, a listener submitted this like 2 years ago. It's pretty hip,
you guys,
right?
You guys, the listeners, the people who listen to your show are the coolest. Like, they all, I mean, I see, like, the way they communicate with you guys, communicate with each other. They're so cool. Like,
pretty crazy.
You guys all speak this, like, language. It's, like, the neatest. It's, like, such a neat way to have this give and take with them. It's really.
The wipe down language.
The wipe down mommies.
Yes.
The wipe down mommies.
There you go.
It's so neat. It's so. Somebody did this for you?
Yeah. And I wish I knew the person's name, and I never do, but it's super neat. So, this game we like to call Would You Rather.
Oh, I love this. It's not stressful.
I'm going to give you two simple scenarios.
Would you rather fuck your mom or fuck your dad? 3 hours later, you're cutting yourself alone in the bathroom. It's so.
Well, actually, why don't we do the original? I'm going to do two on you. Let's start out. We'll warm you up, okay? It's funny that you mentioned this guy earlier because this was in my Would You Rather that I prepared for you.
Okay.
So would you rather marry, and I mean marry for life in the Catholic Church. This is your husband. Forget this guy right here. It's. You and King Ass Ripper for life. For life. Or you and Gigi Allen.
Gigi Allen.
Wow. No hesitation.
Fuck no. Gigi Allen, I'd marry Gigi Allen. I mean, I don't want to marry. I wouldn't want to marry Gigi Allen if given the choice between him and anyone else, but because.
He's up against King Ass Ripper.
Yeah, well, no offense to King Ass Ripper because he's a fucking genius. I don't even know if I could get on the same page with him. It would be constant, like, me being like, I don't get it. And he'd be like, the little woman. But. Gigi Allen, because he's a punk rock icon. Right. I mean, like,
yeah,
he's East Coast, you know, the guy gets it, you know.
Yeah.
Suck My Ass, It Smells, you know, like, that's
the
fucking
hits.
Last song you ever played live, you know.
Yeah.
It's like.
It's a good song.
It's a great
the
song.
Whole album.
I used to have it on red vinyl, yeah. But I'm stolen from me. But.
Who would you rather see your spouse with?
Gigi Allen or King Ass Ripper?
Gigi
probably
Allen.
Because he'd be dead. I mean,
well, alive Gigi. Let's time travel. It has to be in the 90s or 1992. He's yeah.
The early long haired, pure as the driven snow Gigi Allen.
Yes.
Pre dosed by his brother. I would say Gigi.
She said yeah. Gigi. Wow.
Wow. I thought it was a tight
I just like
race.
You know me. I just like feel like if someone's gonna fart in my home that much, I would be. Beside myself with anxiety.
That's true, but a
but
banana.
But if they're shit in a can,
right?
Or
a banana in the
eat
ass.
A hot dog, they've stuck inside their asshole.
Totally, fine.
That's fine.
He's got that cute little light switch penis too.
Yeah, yeah. That tiny little thing. It's like I don't have sex with this guy because no. He can't.
It's so little.
It's really cute.
I know.
Yeah.
And all
it
he
smells,
wants to do
though.
Is
everything smells,
and so does his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suck it.
Smells. Who would you choose?
Fuck. Honestly, I think I'm going to have to go opposite. I'm going to have to go King Ass Ripper on
really?
This one.
This is why we always get along. We never fight over guys. Never have.
Well, here's why. King Ass Ripper has a home. We know he's not homeless. Gigi Allen, homeless.
That's
a
rough night every night when Gigi's like, we're going to crash tonight.
And you're like, I just hate life.
Yeah. You talk about anxiety.
Jail.
Yeah. Shit,
Lower
man.
East Side, yeah. Like... Late 80s, got early 90s.
We're going to my friend Crash's house.
And you're like, shit. Yeah. Last time I was there, someone died in a box.
And then like, and oh, it's Gigi's birthday. What do you want? A hooker to pee in my mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, I want
to. Do you remember that scene in the movie where she pees in his mouth? He vomits, sucks
yes.
the vomit down.
Yes.
And then presses her leg to say, continue.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa.
Yeah. He really goes hard, as they like to say. Yo, I go hard, man. He does it.
He does go hard.
Yeah.
He's one of the only people who can get away with actually saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah. King Ass Ripper doesn't have any visible signs of mental illness.
I beg to differ.
I don't know. He just seems eccentric. I don't know. He's intriguing.
Why don't we ask
Pandria
the professor?
He's intriguing. Crazier than cat shit, you think? All right.
But, like, you know why he's crazy? Is there are two clues to why he's insane.
Okay.
The thumbs up.
that's your key.
That's the clue.
That's so true.
Because he's like, yeah. I'm fucking crazy. Yeah. Thumbs up. And the fact that like he's just hanging around with shit stains on him.
Yeah.
Because when you can hang out in your own feces, still give a thumbs up.
And put it on the internet.
Thus
cutting off. And listen, most males... only drive in life is to get laid and to get pussy and get money. And this guy's cut out one of his major motivations.
Yeah, but you know what? Someone will be like, oh, God, I fuck that guy.
Somebody's
like,
gonna,
hate myself.
Someone's fucking that guy.
Somebody
is.
Only because...
And it's like...
Because it's a guy. somebody's fucking, like, there's a woman that's willing to look past it.
Yes.
Other way around, I would say no one's fucking that chick. No.
Yeah, if I was on, like, hey, fuck, yeah, and shitting and whatever and thumbs upping, people would be like, just fucking crazy.
Yeah, even touch a desperate it. Guy would be like, nah I'm good. True.
But, like, there's always someone to, like, excuse that behavior.
Yes.
There's always a woman that is writing to the serial killer on death row.
Right.
Oh,
there's
God,
always that. That guy's got a million women in his pocket.
Well,
yeah.
What's the Boston Who is the guy? The Night Stalker?
The Night Stalker. Richard Ramirez. It's like several.
He's dead now.
Yes,
dead,
thankfully. Yeah.
But he had like multiple wives.
Yes.
I would just like to say that I would choose King Ass Ripper because I'm down with royalty. You know what I mean? So.
Now that's the truth.
And that's what I'm saying.
Are you ready for my limp? Penis? Yes. I'm just having a succulent Chinese meal.
Can I do one more and then we'll cook dinner and enjoy
it? Yeah.
I know. This is so I have much an appetite.
Are you, okay.
Thinking about JJ.
Are you okay? So this is an original. This is a very old school your mom's house scenario. It will. This is one that will horrify you.
Oh, God.
Okay. Two scenarios.
Mm-mm.
Number one, Christmas morning. You're in family. Everybody's over. Your in-laws are over.
Everybody.
Everybody you love and know is in your home. And you go, guys, everyone gather around. I have something amazing to show you. And they're like, what is it? Is it the new season of Drunk History? And you're like, close. And you put it in the DVD player.
Oh, my God.
And it's a video of you masturbating to completion.
But you have to, when you finish, you have to say, Merry Christmas, everybody.
And then I give the thumbs up and shit my pants.
Double thumbs up.
Oh, eat some food later. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scenario two.
Yeah.
Oh. You go. Take it away.
Scenario two is the whole, the same people are there.
Okay.
The only difference is this time when you go, I got to show you guys something, you put in a DVD and it press play. And it's 10 homeless guys, and they finish on your face. They masturbate on your face. And then when the last guy finishes, you turn the camera and you go, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Double thumbs up.
Which of the two?
And walk us through your logic. Yes. I must understand.
Okay, my first.
We've disagreed on this, by the way.
Well, this is a brain tease. This is not one of those things. Like, you can just.
Very philosophical.
This is the kind of thing. There's a way to play this game if you just like tear the band-aid off and you go, and you pick your thing. Or you think through it. My thinking through this one, they're both great options. Thinking through this one, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Do I have an orgasm after everyone jerks off on my face?
No.
Then I might say that because I don't want my family to know what I look like making the sex face.
Gotcha.
But the other one, it's me. It's more like I could, after it happens, everyone's like, what the fuck? And my parents are like smoking and like, and I'm just like, hey, I lost a bet. I didn't enjoy it. Or like, I got paid some serious coin. Somebody gave me a free car. I wouldn't say coin, but like, you know, like I got, and you know that they might be able to deal with. But if I'm like, spending 45 minutes masturbating?
I'm sorry. The homeless one was the one you just described versus the homeless one you could go, someone paid me to do.
Yeah, I know. I could say, okay. I would say, I would be like, look, I lost a bet.
I see. Okay.
These the 10 homeless the bet, guys.
10 okay. homeless guys.
Sure, sorry. Just to clarify. Okay.
My parents would go, that I can get, Jalen. Okay. But if I'm like, hey, thumbs up. I don't know why I keep making those choices. But
don't forget Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And I love Christmas too. So
it would set the day off in the wrong direction either way.
Yeah. You'd have to deal with a lot after.
I feel like a little
cleanup.
So a lot of my family wouldn't know what was going on.
Really?
They'd be like we don't watch a lot of your stuff. What? No, they do. Is this what you're doing now?
Is this your work?
You
could just, you know what you could get away with that a lot of people couldn't get away with? This is HBO.
Oh.
You guys see Game of Thrones?
This is just.
Season 4, dicks.
Yep.
No, I don't know. I think I might do choice B.
Because
it's
homeless.
It's not as personal. It's not as intimate.
Mm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because what do you guys think?
See, I agree with you. And here's the crux of this dilemma is that, number one, you assume responsibility for your actions. If you masturbate, it's a way of going, I'm doing doing this, everybody. Yeah, and it's your culpability. It's your shame. However, if the shame is put upon you by homeless guys jerking off on you, you're almost not in it voluntarily. You know what I mean? It's not you taking responsibility for something.
You're
you
the
know,
victim.
You're the victim you in the scenario.
You know what, though? This is very good what you just said. It just led me to another thing. Okay. You could seriously subvert the system and be like, hey, guys, would you turn down Nat King Cole for a second? I just want to play this new thing I'm working on. It's a very passion project of mine. A long, long, long cut, a long take of you masturbating. And then thumbs up, Merry Christmas.
This is what I'm saying.
And then people go, what the fuck did you just do? I got to smoke. Dad, get, you know, people start drinking. Everyone's upset. And you go, why should I be ashamed? My Christmas gift to myself is my beautiful, lovely, pleasure-giving body.
Self-love. Interesting.
Everyone else, you all got sweaters. Whatever. You know, I'm cooking dinner tonight.
Well, that's a really neat way of thinking of it, Sarah.
I probably would not
do that.
It's
a really healthy way to process that.
I lost a bet and a bunch of guys.
You wouldn't take responsibility for it.
What are you?
I don't take responsibility anything with my parents. I'm like, oh, I don't know. They just made me do it. Like, oh. No, this isn't telling. No, like I don't know anything about this joint. You know what I mean? Like you don't take responsibility when your parents.
I have to pee
asking.
So bad.
Yeah,
it hurts.
Let's wrap it up. What do you think David Duke would do? You think he would?
David Duke.
You think he would do it?
He would probably masturbate 10 homeless guys.
This was so much fun.
Close enough. Great episode.
Thanks for coming over.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. And hi, guys. Thanks for having me. That's me saying hi to your listeners.
Well. That was awesome. Follow us on Twitter.
I like this one the best.
And check out Burns. Are you on Twitter, right?
I am, but I don't do Twitter.
Okay.
But I did check Twitter once and see that one of your fans said I should come back. His name is Neil Russell.
There you go.
But I just do Instagram.
We love you. Thank you for coming. And thanks for bringing
whatever George W.